Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Zach in the Nose with a Tropical Chevrolet Fantasy Football Show on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 The Joe. WQAM, Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our priority. Off of Biscayne Boulevard in Tropical Miami.
All right, folks, welcome. It is, like the billboard just said, the Tropical Chevrolet Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show. We're in week 12 of the NFL season. We're going to be on for an hour here with you tonight. And guess what? You're going to have an hour of some action-packed stuff because next to me, finally, for the first time in a couple of weeks, back from the Holy Land, is the Nose. At Spencer Nose. Follow him on Twitter, N-O-S-E. Spencer, at Spencer Nose, N-O-S-E. Spencer, welcome back first.
Thank you.
We're not going to get into any of the specifics of what you were doing in Israel. I was telling people something the last couple of weeks. But that's over with. You're back. You're here. You're sitting next to me. And it's week 12 of the NFL season. We are so close to the promised land of fantasy football.
I see what you did there.
Right.
The promised land. Right. Where right. I came from.
The holy
Yerushalayim.
Land.
Yerushalayim.
Right. Right. Yeah. But in all honesty, this is going to be awesome because you're getting ready for the playoffs, whether you're already in the playoffs and you've already clinched a spot or you're fighting.
This is it. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. Right now, week 12. You have 2 weeks to get your tushes into the playoffs. And so we are here right now to help you because there's a lot of strategies that we can discuss. If you right now are fighting to get into the playoffs, there is no room for a mistake. We need to get your best lineups in. So please text the show. Tweet me at Spencer Knows, N-O-S-E. I'll help you out. But we are here to give you right now the best advice possible to get your team into the playoffs.
Right. And that's all that you want to get into the money weeks, and the money weeks are the playoff weeks. And there's strategies that we used in the beginning of the season for drafting. There's other strategies when you get to this point of the season. Also, we talked about it a little bit in our podcast, by the way. If you want to go download our podcast, it'll be posted tomorrow morning at WQAM.com, Zach and the Nose Podcast, Volume 41. That's also brought to you by our friends at Tropical Chevrolet. But the strategy for the next couple weeks.
Okay.
Let's go over that before we go into a lot of guys you like, guys you don't like, and the texts that are going to come in and come in flying. In the beginning of the season, it was the pre-draft kind of stuff. It was the don't draft a quarterback until late. Stick with what you got. Go with the running backs. Go with the wide receivers. Do everything to build your team. Everything has now changed when it comes to strategy.
Every part of the season has had its strategy. But here we are right now, and you were mentioning it right now in one of your leagues. You have that good old asterisk next to your team
Correct.
Name. What does that mean, Zachariah?
That means I'm already in the money weeks in the playoffs.
Right. You've made the playoffs, okay? So what does that mean for you if you have made the playoffs? Because a ton of you are listening right now. You're in first place. You're riding high. Well, let me tell you something. You do not sit tight and just sit on your team and hope it all goes out. You got to be proactive, and you have to be ready. So here's what we're going to do. You need to make sure that you have the best defensive matchups possible leading into the finals, leading into the playoffs, okay? So weeks 14, 15, and 16 are your playoff weeks, okay? So right now, if you're rostering a player, let's go. I'm using Corey Davis for the Tennessee Titans
Love
as an
it.
Example.
Right, it's a good example.
Okay. If he's on your team and you made the playoffs, you don't need him, okay? That guy's not going to lead you to a championship. You're not going to win your Super Bowl with Corey Davis.
And the other side of that is that if you are going to drop that guy or pick up someone else and just get rid of him and throw him on the waiver wire, no one's picking up Corey Davis and winning a fantasy football league with Corey Davis. So there's a plus and a minus to all this. The plus is the fact that you will get someone that will hopefully help you defensively, or maybe another guy at running back or wide receiver that's out there, that you might, or a quarterback, because a lot of the times you have to worry about it. Luckily, this is, I believe, the last last week of the buys. So starting next week in week 13, I think at that point you're just all hands on deck with all the teams and all the players. But this is a crucial week. Week 12 is a crucial week in fantasy football, because if you lose this week and you're on the brink of getting in or you're out of the playoffs, you're done. You're toast if you lose this week. So it's very important to look at the bye and look who's on the bye week this week. But you're right. Go back to your Corey Davis argument, because it's a great argument.
No, it's simple. Again, if Corey Davis, or let's say Ryan Tannehill, was a backup for you and is on your roster, or maybe Rex Burkhead, for example, is still on your team, drop and shed that weight. For example, you know, week 15, you're looking at, okay, so if you're going to make most teams, if you have a bye, week 15 and week 16 are the weeks you're looking
right?
Exactly. So those are your real big money leagues. So you look at that and you see week 15. Who are the Redskins playing? Okay. They're playing the Eagles. Okay. The Eagles are not so great defensively. Their secondary has been very shaky, but wow, that Redskins offense is pretty horrible.
Right.
That's a defense I'd be looking into, because as that weather gets colder there, that's an Eagles defense that should eat up Haskins and the Redskins.
Correct.
Okay. So again, it depends on what your league is. If New Orleans, for example, is available, they're playing at home versus the Colts. This is a money matchup. So take your time, go right now, look at your waiver wires, go look at weeks 14 through 16, and see what defenses are out there so you could give yourself the best defensive matchups in the playoffs. Because if you made the playoffs, there's really no reason for you right now to be rostering players that are not going to help you out.
No, correct. And I totally agree with that. This week, by the way, Cardinals, Chiefs, Chargers, Vikings on the bye. It doesn't sound like a lot, but there are a lot of players.
Oh, this is a
this is a monster buy. And of course, in the league that I'm fighting for, a playoff spot, I'm in a two-quarterback league there. And this was the week I've been not looking forward to all season long, and hoping by this time I'd already have that asterisk by my name. It's in my other league and not that league that I'm fighting for. This week, I have the mistake of not preparing in a two-quarterback league for buys.
Shame on you.
Kirk Cousins is on a bye this week, and Kyler Murray is on a bye this week.
Correct.
So I have Jameis Winston also on my team, and I did not have a fourth quarterback, and I had to pick up, and I have to start in a week that I need to win, Jameis Winston and Dwayne Haskins.
I just vomited a little bit for
you. I just did also.
I just gargled.
Right.
Ugh, you know that one that comes up and then just you have to swallow
you
it.
You need
and
then an acid reducer after that.
Yes.
Right.
Rolling so, straight to the rescue.
No, I didn't look. I didn't look forward. I didn't
embarrassed pay attention. For you right
it's horrible.
Now. I'm looking at you. We're like
horrible.
We have a fantasy football show and this is what you're doing?
Right. Like, I'm hoping it this week that
tough
Dwayne
week.
Haskins has the game of his life.
No.
And
I'm just
against
shaking
the
your
Lions.
Head looking at
right.
you. No.
And this is what I have to hope for. So this is the reason why, like Nose just told you, you have to, if you're getting close or already in the playoffs, you have to look at the next couple weeks' matchups when it comes to the defenses, when it comes to maybe if you have a tight end that you drop every week and you look for matchups with a tight end, look for the next couple weeks. Find those guys, because if you don't, you're going to be stuck in a position like me where I'm fighting for a playoff spot, and my playoff spot might be in Dwayne Haskins' arm this week, which is terrible.
Here's your next strategy, okay? So that's one. Now we're looking at something, the handcuff situation, okay? So last week, Marlon Mack goes out. You know, if Marlon Mack owners probably didn't have Jonathan Williams as their backup, no one even knew who this guy was before last week. You may have had Wilkins, you may have had Hines, but now I want you to look at your roster, and again, if you have a player that you haven't started in 3 or 4 weeks, make sure you have the backups to your starters. This is the time to do it. You could get away with it for a while, but right now you don't want to be in a situation where somebody else could go on the waiver wires and pick up a starter
right.
before you can. So right now, the two major lessons that we're doing are handcuff yourself and get good defensive matchups. Very important for the playoffs. We're here, and there's nothing more exciting than weeks 14 through 16.
Right.
Nothing
right.
better than those 3 weeks in fantasy football. They're exciting. You're pacing. Man, Scott Hansen and the red zone is just on another level.
It's the first off, regardless of fantasy football or not, if you're an NFL nut, that's the greatest channel you could ever watch on a Sunday.
I'm a Siciliano man myself.
Okay. You know what? I don't care if literally it is, you know, Joe Rose hosting that show at that point, because of the fact that it's just 8 hours of football. It's seven hours and 45 minutes
of uninterrupted.
Of literally the only time, if everyone's on a commercial break, they're showing highlights. So, yeah, that is the best. But for fantasy football, nothing is better than that Red Zone channel. And for the next couple weeks, outside of the fact that if you are watching a specific team play, like if you are down here locally and you are a Dolphins fan, I sit there and I have two TVs going. One is on the Dolphins. The other one is on the Red Zone. And for the last couple weeks, because of fantasy football, the Dolphins has been on the iPad and the regular TVs had the Red Zone because I'm so interested in all that other stuff that's going on. But that's the beauty of our show and the beauty of fantasy football in general.
For those who are ADD like myself, there is nothing that fulfills my brain better than the Red Zone.
It's just
I need nonstop action, and it gives me what I crave. So there's nothing better than it. We're doing this is it. It's playoff time, and it's not playoff time yet.
It's close.
We're going to try to get you to playoff time, and we have to make sure that you are ready to roll.
If you're a team, by the way, that is a game out of the playoffs, this is already playoff time for your team. Like my team that I'm starting, Dwayne Haskins, unfortunately, I'm in the playoffs, and this is already week one of the playoffs for me, because if I lose, I'm probably out anyway,
right.
And it stinks.
And you're starting Dwayne Haskins.
And I'm starting Dwayne Haskins and Jameis Winston as my two quarterbacks.
I don't mind Winston. Winston's got a pretty good matchup at the Falcons. You know, he's going to be on the turf. He's got the weapons to throw the ball to. You just need him basically putting up two quarterback stats. You know, Haskins, geez, he was never ready to play.
No.
But listen, the Lions are, I don't want to get into a whole Haskins thing, the Lions are 30th against the pass.
Right.
Still upset about you're starting him. That's how bad the situation is.
All right. Any of your questions that you have for the nose, 56022 is the text line. We will answer your text for this entire hour.
Let's get this thing done.
We'll get it done. We'll get all the stuff ready for you for the playoffs for this week, week 12 of the fantasy football season. Thursday night football tonight. Pretty good matchup tonight. Colts and Texans. It's at 8:20 tonight. That's the kickoff.
It looks like T.Y. Hilton is going to play.
Perfect.
It also looks like William Fuller looks like he's going to play. We're going to go down to the last minute on that one. So if Hilton's playing, you put him in. No brainer. Houston can't stop the pass right now.
The best part about the fact that the 6 o'clock hour for us here, and even though it's the only hour tonight, by the time we're just about off the air, by the time the award-winning segment of the Nose Pick of the Week comes up towards the end of the show, the inactives more than likely will be out for this game tonight. So we will know for sure if something did happen during warmups with T.Y. or Fuller or any of those
I'm
guys.
Here if you have any questions about tonight's game. I have this whole thing, in my opinion, on lockdown. So let's go in. Let's figure it out.
Let's go in. All right, so 56022, by the way, is the text line. We'll answer a couple texts right here before we go to our first break. Quarterback question for you.
I'm in.
To start off everything here, and it comes up with one of the quarterbacks that I was just talking about for my team, Jameis Winston. Someone says Jameis Winston or Carson Wentz this week at that quarterback spot.
Oh, I love Carson Wentz this week. I have him ranked right now overall 9th. He's going against Seattle. Seattle is 28th against the pass. Listen, Carson Wentz has been on free agent waiver wires, which is just absolutely mind-blowing to me. But at the same time, it's not, because he's had a very subpar last 6 weeks. Alshon Jeffrey's hurt. He's questionable. He had a limited practice today. Nelson Aguilar, a little hurt, limited practice today. But I absolutely love him this week. They're at home. Seattle can't stop anything, so Carson Wentz is a lot safer of a play. You know, actually, I really like them both, to be honest with you. Jameis, we just discussed, he has a great matchup too, but I got this really good feeling. Less turnovers. If you lose 2 points for a fumble or an interception for the Jameis owner, then I would start Carson Wentz.
All right, another quarterback question right off the bat for you as well. Jacoby Brissett tonight or Josh Allen from the Buffalo Bills?
I hate Josh Allen this week.
Okay, answers that.
No, but yeah, we discussed Houston is 29th against the pass.
Wow.
Now, I don't love Brissett as a fantasy quarterback per se, but with T.Y. Hilton coming back, Zach Pascal's playing pretty good. I like Eric Ebron and O'Doyle rules at the tight ends. This is a team that, with Hines coming out of the backfield catching the ball, I see Brissett having himself a very solid game. You know, 275. He might rush one in because he's been doing that a little bit. Two touchdowns. It's going to be, listen, he's not going to give you that crazy Pat Mahomes type line, but he is definitely a solid play this week, and I definitely don't like Josh Allen this week, so there you go.
56022 is the text line to get in questions here for the nose. That is the nose to my right, at Spencer Nose. On someone just sent in a personal question for you, and I have to ask before we go to break. At Spencer Nose on Twitter, N-O-S-E, Tel Aviv Beach or the Jerusalem Wall? You can only choose one.
Oh, my God, Tel Aviv Beach. I'm sorry to God or whatever you say. The Tel Aviv Beach is one of the most hopping, insane places in the world. I was there on a place called the Hilton Beach where I didn't even know what was going on. I mean, there was a ton of partying, ton of drinking, beautiful people and amazing drinks with the sunset going right over the water. So I'm sorry to Hashem up there, but you know what I'm saying? Tel Aviv Beach was off the charts.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're having such a great time in Tel Aviv, because I'm over here doing CBS 4 early morning news, and I'm seeing like bombs getting fired across Jerusalem. Yeah. And
that's called
the nose is in front.
Me and Garcia were talking
over
about
like
that
400
week.
Missiles were shot at us. This is the best way I could compare it. Okay. Let me tell you something. These Israelis do not care at all about these. They have zero fear. My comparison is the women who start bugging out about a Category 1 hurricane coming at South Florida when it's like 2 weeks out are more scared than the Israelis who are sitting there and bombs are just getting flying right at them.
Rockets. Right.
I mean, they said to us, you might want to tell your wives at home that we're all good, because they're going to wake up to hearing news that multiple missiles have been shot up. I'm like, oh, my God.
Wives, what about me? I'm the one who texted you like 6:30 in the
morning.
You did.
You're like, just be safe.
With this picture.
I couldn't have been any happier. Trust me.
56022 is the text line. Text in your questions. We'll answer them here in the next segment. This is the Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our priority. It's off Biscayne Boulevard right here in Tropical Miami. Go over there and see Danny, the GM. Tell him Zach and the Nose sent you. He'll sell you a car, and he'll also make you a bag of popcorn. That's what our boy Danny does for you out there, and you'll get a great deal on a Chevy as well. Let's take a break. We'll come back with your text messages here on Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show.
You're listening to Zach and the Nose with a Tropical Chevrolet Fantasy Football Show on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 The Joe, WQAM.
All right, we're back here on the Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by our friends at Tropical Chevrolet. Like I tell you all the time, go see our boy Danny, the GM over there, make you a bag of popcorn and give you a good deal on a Chevrolet.
Did you see that deal that they had on the Tahoe? I mean, they have an amazing deal right now on the Chevrolet Tahoe.
Tahoe is an awesome car.
Like something like from 55 down to like 33. Run, don't walk. You know, if you've listened to me on this show, I will have one of those cars.
You're
no
infatuated
lie,
with that.
I will have one of those cars before my road trip with my family to North Carolina on December 30th. I am out and I'm going to get one. Oh yes, I will get one.
I like that. That's you got to, if you win your fantasy football league, it'll help you pay for, or one of your 87 that you're in, it'll help you pay that down payment.
27.
Cool. Sorry about that. All right, 56022 is the text line, by the way. If you want to get a text in here, a question for the Nose, we're on till 7 tonight. Nose Pick of the Week coming up at the end of the program tonight, the award-winning segment, the Nose Pick of the Week. Let's get some text messages. Let's rifle through them. Let's see. Let's start at the bottom here. Flex PPR, Ronald Jones, Alshon Jeffrey. Pick one.
If Alshon Jeffrey is playing in a PPR league, you start him. But right now, we don't know exactly his status. I'm hearing good things. So tentatively, I'm going to be going with Alshon Jeffrey. I'm putting the chips. I'm all in on the Eagles offense. And if he plays, it's a great matchup versus Seattle.
Well, that's funny, too, because the next question that comes up here on the text line is Wentz or Josh Allen. And I feel like I can almost answer that for you and say you go with Carson Wentz there. The Nose does not like Allen this week.
Correct.
All right, look at that. I was listening.
Oh, my God.
I was listening.
You could listen.
I was listening.
You're so smart.
Need two running backs. Leonard Fournette, Derrick Henry, Mark Ingram. Leonard Fournette, Derrick Henry, Mark Ingram. Pick two, drop one.
Oh, that's definitely Fournette and definitely, what was the other one?
Derrick Henry and Mark Ingram.
Right. Definitely not Mark Ingram. So it's Henry. Okay,
right.
So Mark Ingram is going against the Rams defense, who has not given up a rushing touchdown in the last 6 weeks. So it'll be really interesting to see whether or not Mr. Lamar Jackson and Ingram could get in. It's not, listen, It's nice that you have an option there. He's actually the one I would be benching in this situation. So go with Fournette and Derrick Henry. Bench Ingram. Now, I know a lot of you are going to have to start Ingram because it's a tough week with all these byes. But in this particular example, you could bench him.
Once again, the byes this week, folks. Cardinals, Chiefs, Chargers, Vikings. Lots of players.
Oh, yeah.
On those four teams for the bye, especially this late in the season, especially when people are fighting for a playoff spot.
It's a big one.
That means possibly you're not playing Mahomes this week, not playing Dalvin Cook this week. Like, there's a lot of big names. Dudes not
your
playing
boy Aaron Ekeler.
Yes, Aaron Ekeler. Like, he's not going to be playing right. There's a lot this week. Let's go back to the text line 56022. If you do want to text in the show, Zach Pascal. Did I say that right? Like,
you
Pascal
did.
Lamb.
That's correct.
Zach Pascal.
My God,
Lamb.
There's so many references right now to the Holy Land.
Or Debo Samuels.
Okay, so tonight Pascal is playing, and he's got a great matchup. But with T.Y. Hilton back, I expect his targets to go down. Debo's had two monster games in a row. Limited in practice, but I expect him to play Sunday Night Football against the Packers. Debo Samuel over Pascal.
All right. Jonathan Williams or Jalen Samuels? Jonathan Williams or Jalen Samuels?
That is a hard Jalen Samuels. Hard. Do not start Williams tonight. If those are the options between him, you must start Samuels.
Okay, pick one tight end. Cook or Goedert?
It's a great name. It's like Goedert. It just comes out of your name so nicely.
Goedert.
Just Goedert. Yeah. Not Goedert. Cook is looking really good now that Drew Brees is back.
Right.
The targets are there. It's a lot better than it being Teddy Bridgewater. I love Jared Cook for you this week.
Sony Michel or Darius Geis half PPR? Sony Michel, Darius Geis.
I am so off of the Sony Michel train. It's been such a rough and miserable run for him. So I'm going to go with Geis, who is only if the Skins are any smart, Adrian Peterson's not going to be back next year. You have a young player. Give him some experience. Get Geis in there over Sony Michel.
Jonathan Williams, Jalen Samuels, Lindsey Mixon, sit one. So start three, sit one. Lindsey, Mixon, Samuels, or Johnny Williams?
There's so many Johnny Williams talk right now. It's relevant. I'm sitting Johnny Williams tonight. The other three are stone cold solid. Williams, we still don't know what we're going to expect. Houston's a lot better against the rush than they are versus the pass. They're 13th against the rush, to be exact. So, sit Johnny Williams. Let's see what he does for one more week. I don't really buy what we saw last week.
What two receivers should I start? So start two out of this group, Tyler Lockett, DJ Moore, Gallup, or T.Y. Hilton. Start two, sit two.
Must start Tyler Lockett. And again, T.Y. Hilton has got such a magical starting. You know, it's just got a magical start tonight against the 29th-ranked Houston Texans secondary. So as long as T.Y. Hilton, that we find out in about an hour from now, is a full-blown go, which is what we're reading right now at this exact moment, I am going with Lockett and Hilton.
Steelers defense or Ravens defense? We're going to get a lot of defensive questions here on the show. I believe the Ravens are against the Pats this week. Pittsburgh is against who this week? I don't have the sheet in front
They're against
of me.
Your boy Ryan Finley.
Oh,
you're starting Cincinnati. You're starting the Steelers defense right. In this case. Listen, the Rams offense is completely heckle and jive. Jared Goff has been a monster disappointment, and I expect that the Rams are going to be shut down a little bit, but they'll get some points. Gurley is actually a really nice start this week. But again, the steel curtain versus the Bengals, that Bengals defense, all you got to stop is Mixon, and everything else right. Is just straight Potro right there. It's not a problem there.
I love in your answer right there, you didn't even notice that instead of saying Jekyll and Hyde, you said Heckle and Jide.
Did I really?
Yeah, and that's amazing.
I
wrote it down because it was so amazing.
Can I blame jet lag?
Right. No, you can a little bit, but I think
if anybody
hysterical.
Knows me, I make up words, I make up vocabulary, but ultimately
heckle and jide is amazing.
Ultimately, you know what I mean.
No, I knew exactly what you meant. I just thought it was really
you embarrassed me.
Right on the air, live on the air. That's what we do here. What do you think about the Browns defense without Garrett against the Finns this week?
With Garrett, without Garrett, they're a great start versus the Dolphins. The Dolphins showed a nice, you know, a two-game run before, but I know Garrett's one of the best players. That one player's not going to say, okay, I'm now not going to play them at home versus the Dolphins. They're going to be just fine at home.
Fuller or Stills tonight? How about that? Will Fuller V.
Yes, the fifth.
The fifth, yeah, just V. Just Will Fuller V. I like to call him Will Fuller V.
And I'm just like the peace sign, V.
Right. Or Stills tonight.
William Fuller, if he's a full go, again, they're saying he's expected to play. he's the better wide receiver, and you saw some of the big games he has. If I had to pick between the two of them, I think more targets and a better opportunity for a big play is in Fuller.
I got Hunter Henry on a bye this week, Chargers on a bye. Would you start Ebron tonight or Vance McDonald?
I would start Ebron tonight. Ebron is a player that is going to have a good game tonight. Again, that Texans defense is not good. I really like the Colts offense. Ebron is the, you know, Doyle's a little bit more of a blocking back. Ebron straight goes out and runs and makes the play. He has the opportunity of having a 20, 30-yard touchdown. McDonald, I don't really trust so much. I know he's got a decent matchup. God knows what's going on with Mason Rudolph right now. So overall, yeah, I would go with Ebron tonight.
56022 is the text line. If you want in tonight, we'll ask all your questions or as many as we can before we get off the air tonight. Carson Wentz or Matt Ryan?
Woo! That's a good one. That's Matt Ryan all day right now. Matt Ryan at home versus the Buccaneers. Buccaneers 31st against the pass. Listen, if you're a Calvin Ridley owner, if you're a Julio Jones owner, it should be a monster game for both of them. They should both have 100 yards. That's how bad this Tampa Bay Bucs defense is. Matty Ice, it should be. It's been some highs and lows. He's been putting up some good stats. I expect a monster game from him. I have him ranked third overall amongst all quarterbacks this week.
Okay, half-point PPR, need two. Jalen Samuels, David Montgomery, Joe Mixon. Jalen Samuels, David Montgomery, Joe Mixon, pick two.
Jalen Samuels is a must, and then I am going to go with Montgomery as my second play against the Giants defense. Not a great defense. The Bears have been feeding Montgomery. I'm going to go with that. I'm going to sit Mixon in this situation.
All right. I like this text coming in. Zach, you're the greatest. Hollywood is a little bitch. Yeah, that's possible.
That's the finest text I've heard.
Right. That's a good
one. There's nothing more accurate than that.
Right. Okay. That's a good one there. If you're going to send in good ones like that, I will read them. And any Israel questions, of course, for the
I'm here.
For the rabbi next to me. Defensive dilemma. Another defensive question. We're getting to the nitty gritty if the defensive questions are coming
in.
You know
every
that.
Point matters right now. I'm not hating. We just don't talk about kickers.
No, there's no kicker talk.
No.
If you text in something about a kicker, just know it's being deleted.
Shame.
Right. Shame.
Right.
Shame. Like, that'll happen. All right, defensive dilemma. The Ravens or the Jaguars this week?
I'm taking a breather. I'm looking it through. The Jaguars have been so bad. I don't love either of them, to be honest with you. If you had to make me pick between two, Ryan Tannehill is the quarterback of the Titans, and that's enough said. I think that the Jaguars are slightly better. Listen, the Ravens are going to have some struggles against the Rams. I do expect, again, Gurley to have a good game. And if Robert Woods is back, which it looks like he's going to be back, I think that's a safe place for Goff. I think the Rams are going to put up 21 points at home. I can't say that against the Titans, so I would go with the Jaguars.
By the way, Robert Woods last week killed a lot of people's
teams.
It was
a nightmare, including this guy. Yeah.
Inactive an hour before the start of, was it Monday Night Football or was it Sunday Night Football? Monday Night Football. Yeah. That is a nightmare situation because in most leagues,
you don't have a player to replace him.
You don't have a player to replace him. There's not enough time to drop him. Right.
No, it was a nightmare. And again,
nightmare.
That was millions of leagues probably across were determined by that one moment right there. It was a bad one. If you're a Robert Woods owner, that's just, sometimes there's some bad luck in fantasy, and that's the example right there.
Do you think NFL coaches like reveled in that, like kind of applauded that move by the Rams that night, like kind of silently sat around and said, "Yeah, you really screwed those fantasy guys."
I mean, people who are anti-fantasy would definitely get a kick out of that.
Don't care.
Like, Bill Belichick was like applauding that move.
Oh, he just didn't care. Like, some coaches just don't. I'm guessing there's 32 coaches in the NFL. There's not one coach that gives a bleep about fantasy football. It just stinks for the millions and millions of people playing around the country and the world.
Half the people were super thrilled. And half the people just wanted to throw up all over
themselves.
I'm
in two leagues. One league I started Robert Woods, got screwed. The other league I was playing against Robert Woods and was extremely happy because it was a tight matchup going into that game, and he got 0.00 points in that game.
I guarantee there was no less than 1,000 leagues, probably closer to 10,000 leagues around the country where there was within 5 points, and all you needed was Robert Woods to get one to 5 points.
Three, 4 catches, 45 yards, or two and get in the end zone on a short pass.
And nothing worse than when you look at your bench and there's that one player
who had 19 points for you that you could have started over Woods.
Or there's just nobody that you could replace him with.
Right,
you
know? Right. It just stinks.
It's a darn shame.
56022, if you got any more questions for the nose, we will answer all of them. How about this one? Odell Beckham or Golden Tate?
Odell Beckham.
Right.
I mean, that's a ridiculous question. Odell Beckham against the Dolphins secondary with you.
Rashad Jones on IR. Bobby McCain on IR. Xavien Howard on IR. You're talking about Wiltz and Eric Rowe and Needham and a bunch of guys that have played well in the last couple of weeks. But Xavien Howard's a top five cornerback. Rashad Jones, when healthy, is a top 10 safety. Bobby McCain was playing like a pretty like a top Pro Bowl safety for a couple games a season. Now he does play for the Dolphins stink. So anytime you say Pro Bowl around Dolphins team, it's kind of like what? But those three guys have played well when they were out there. They're all on IR.
All of them.
The rest of the season. They are not coming back. Nick Needham and Eric Rowe and Wiltz and guys like that will be the secondary for the Dolphins the rest of the season.
Let's see if I'm going to try this one more time. Let's see if I do this right. You know how we've seen Baker Mayfield super happy and super unhappy?
Right.
Like heckle and jide? Did I do it right?
Heckle and jide. Very good.
Okay, good.
Very good.
So I think you're going to get that very happy post-conference game from him. All the spirits are going to be really good.
Right.
If you have Juice Landry and if you have Odell Beckham, it's going to be very hard-pressed for me to say you should not start those guys over many other players. They are going to have a really good game.
All right, sit one of these four running backs. Singletary, Geist, Jalen Samuels, Kareem Hunt. Sit one guy, start three.
Singletary. Sit him.
So Geist, Samuels, Hunt, start him.
Yeah, first of all, the Broncos defense are rising, baby. Oh, my. Von Miller looks amazing. Chris Harris Jr. in the secondary. That team is on the rise. The Bills right now, their running back situation is, you know, between Gore and Singletary. We don't know what they're doing week to week. Gore still gets his. Singletary's really not shown. He's been good, but he's not shown that ridiculous explosiveness that says, okay, Gore, I'm going to take this thing. So in this situation, you're definitely going to be benching Singletary.
All right, 56022 is the text line. Sitting next to me is The Nose. He's back from Israel, at Spencer Nose on Twitter, N-O-S-E. You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Zach Krantz, Z-A-C-H, by the way. This is Zach and The Nose Fantasy Football Show. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We'll answer all your text messages on there. There are a ton of text messages left here. And then we have the award-winning Nose Pick of the Week coming up here in the next 20 minutes
or so. We got to get
to
everybody's text. This is a huge week. This is it. We are down the stretch we go. You got to make your playoffs. This is it. Because if you don't make your playoffs, first off, it makes weeks 14 through 16 so much more boring if you're a Dolphin fan,
right,
for example.
Right.
We got to get you going. So please send in your texts. I've done a ton of research for this week. I'm ready for you. Let's get this thing going.
This is the Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our priority. It's right off Biscayne Boulevard here in Tropical Miami. Go see the GM over there, Danny. He'll make you a bag of popcorn and give you a great deal on any kind of Chevrolet you see at the dealership there. You will walk out with a smile, and you will not be there all day long as well. Danny likes to get you in and out of there in a couple hours, not in 12 hours like most dealerships do. We'll take a break. We'll come back right here. Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show.
You're listening to Zach in the Nose with a Tropical Chevrolet Fantasy Football Show on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2, The Joe, WQAM.
All right, this is Zach in the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Danny, the GM over there, is going to take care of you. Tell him Zach, and that's a code word, by the way. If you do end up going to Tropical Chevrolet, which you should, because anyone that helps us here on the show, you should help us out by going over there to Tropical Chevrolet and getting a great deal on a car. The key word, the code word to use there is Zach in the Nose sent me.
Yes.
If you use that, normally they'll know at that point you're VIP.
That's it.
You're a VIP customer. We need to take care of them.
All of a sudden, they'll be like
Danny,
snapping fingers,
like,
and Danny's bringing over the best salespeople.
Danny will have a band out there.
Coffee.
Like, yeah, like probably not a band, but it sounds good when I say that.
A mariachi band.
Right, like a mariachi. Like Danny is, you know, he plays instruments. Like he does a bunch of stuff. Danny will hook you up out there. Just tell Danny when you go out there that Zach in the Nose sent you and you want a great deal in a car. You will drive off that lot within a couple hours after the paperwork is done, all the schmoozing and all the stuff that you need to do. He's not going to keep you there for 12 hours. He's going to get you in and out of there with a bag of popcorn, a car, and a great deal. Boom, 4 hours, 3 hours, doing, and you're done.
Game over.
Game over. All right, 56022. We got a couple minutes left here on the show. We will answer all the rest of the text messages that we have on our screens in front of us and the Nose Pick of the Week, the award-winning segment, the Nose Pick of the Week, coming up here towards the end of the program tonight. I am still checking Twitter every couple seconds to see if any of the inactives or actives are coming up. Normally, it's 90 minutes before kickoff, and we are kind of at that point right now when some of them are possibly coming up, so we will continue to check for you as well. 56022, let's get back to the text line here. Wide receiver question for you, Devontae Adams or Golden Tate? I think I can answer that.
Give me the professional answer right now.
Okay, the answer to that is do not start Golden Tate. Davante Adams is your start this
You're
week.
A genius. I don't care if Davante Adams is going against Sherman and the 49ers. I don't care at all. It's Golden Tate's going against the Bears in Chicago. So this is a no-brainer. You nailed it.
I believe I can answer the next one also. It says Jalen Samuels or Jonathan Williams, half-point PPR. You sit Williams.
You're sitting Williams. I know. This game's happening in an hour. I want everyone to understand. Last week, the Colts played against Jacksonville. Okay, Jacksonville, what is it, 29th? That is correct. It's 29th against the rush right now. Okay, listen. Williams was very good last week. Before Marlon Mack got hurt, he was great. He's not that great. We don't even know who he is yet, and they still have Jordan Wilkins is back, and Nyheim Hines is going to be getting the third down plays. So scale your expectations with Johnny Williams. You're definitely starting Jalen Samuels over him. No brainer.
All right, quarterback question for you. Jameis Winston, Jacoby Brissett tonight. Ooh.
That's not an ooh. That's a Jameis Winston at Atlanta. It's a no brainer. That should be a shootout. So put Brissett on your bench. Go with Jameis. No question.
All right. Wide receiver question for you. Start one. Cole Beasley, Demaryius Thomas, or Zach Pascal? Pascal Lamb.
The Pascal Lamb. I'm actually going with the Pascal Lamb on this one. Absolutely. I don't love your other options. The Pascal Lamb's got a really good matchup. Again, we've said it a few times. The Texans are 29th against the pass. Yes, T.Y. Hilton is back, but Pascal should get his. Number 14. I love a 14 on a receiver.
Pick four, standard scoring. This looks like a wide receiver question.
You're
going
to make
me
have to remember four people?
Bo Scarborough, Calvin Ridley, John Brown, Kenny Galladay, Odell Beckham Jr. Basically drop one.
One more time.
Bo Scarborough.
Okay.
Calvin Ridley.
Okay.
John Brown.
Yep.
Odell Beckham.
Yep.
Kenny Galladay.
Celebrate.
Right.
Celebrate. Scott Jeff Driscoll. Oh, no. Oh, no. What a shame. Galladay was one of the best players with Stafford. If you're a Galladay owner and you're making the playoffs, you're praying Stafford's back's got some kind of miracle. You hope he's got some kind of good chiropractor or something, because Galladay only had like one catch for 34 yards last week. For any of those Florida Gators out there, you must be just dumbfounded how this guy has a starting job in the NFL still. I know he's been like a traveler and he's been with Cincinnati, but now he's playing here. No, I can't start Galladay. I can't do it. Won't do it.
Tight end question for you, full PPR. Hollister or Joe Dirt? Go Dirt.
Go Dirt. I'm going to go with Hollister. Goedert needs to have that miracle touchdown. He's just not getting that target as much. So I'm going to go with Hollister.
I like that movie, Joe Dirt.
Yeah, it's a bad great movie. Right?
It's a phenomenal film.
Yeah, it is.
It's about life.
Right. it's about life. Right. That's exactly it. Start three. Running back question. Kareem Hunt, Jalen Samuels, Darius Geis, or Singletary?
I'm going with
Not
Hunt.
Mike Singletary.
I love how everyone's asking me about a particular player because we're going to get there. But I'm going to go Hunt, Samuels, and Geis in this situation.
All right. Need two half-point PPR, Bo Scarborough. Looks like Devontae Parker, Mike Evans, or Galladay. So need two. Drop two, keep two. Half-point PPR.
I'm keeping Evans. Mike Evans is a must-start almost every week, but even much more this week. And I'm actually going to do this. I'm going with Parker because I expect the Browns to score a lot, and their secondary is not so great. So I expect to have those dirty Fitzpatrick, magic, however you want to say it, dirty backdoor points to Parker, who's been playing very well.
Quarterback question for you, Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson? God, I wish I had that problem.
That's just a beautiful problem to have. But I have Russell Wilson as the number two overall quarterback. I have Deshaun Watson as the number four overall quarterback. Both great starts. Russell Wilson, though, I would start on a slight edge over Deshaun, Mr. Randy, Deshaun
Randy
Watson.
Watson. One for the flex spot, Josh Gordon, Alshon Jeffrey, or Brian Hill? Not the old coach for the Orlando Magic.
Wow, well played Hill, by you. If Alshon Jeffrey's playing, I love him. So go with Alshon Jeffrey.
All right. Okay, couple more texts, and we have to get to the nose pick of the week. Personal question, with winter approaching, where do you go skiing, Vail or the field? any other ski resort out west. So Vail or the Field?
And the answer is Vail. Wow. All day. Whistlepig, best run in all of the mountains. And if you're a fan of bowls, the China Bowl is wonderful. Just beautiful when the sun's there. Hitting that backside with the powder. Nothing like the bowls in Vail. So I take Vail over the entire field.
All right, two left here. Carr or Rodgers? Quarterback question.
Say it one more time.
Carr or Rodgers?
Oh, I'm going to go with, Carr over Rodgers. Carr has a great matchup versus the Jets. Rodgers has got that miserable matchup in San Francisco at night. I expect the Niners to be nasty AF.
All right.
How do you f*** that up?
Garcia.
Well done. All right. Well, listen, we're at that time of the show where we have to get the award-winning segment out of the way here.
I can't believe we're here.
Right, we're here.
What just happened?
Nose pick of the week time here. Award-winning. I'm not sure what award we have won, but we did win an award. Give me the nose pick of the week for week 12.
I'm so happy that this guy was mentioned in almost like every other text question. The nose pick of the week, the pride of your North Carolina State Wolfpack, Jalen Samuels. That's right, Jalen Samuels versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Right now, you look like my boy Jimmy Connor is going to be out. Make sure he is out because it will not be the best pick if he's not.
Right,
but
correct.
He's going to be out. Listen, Cincinnati gives up the most rushing yards by any team, 167 rushing yards per game. He's going to catch the ball out of the backfield. He's going to get in the end zone. I expect Samuels to have a monster game. So if he is in your lineup, you start him. If you have DFS, you start him. The nose picks have been money, okay? They've been money, and this one's going to be one of my better ones. Jalen Samuels, no-brainer. Pick him up and start him in most leagues.
The nose pick of the week, Jalen Samuels for week 12. This is the Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our priority. It's right off Biscayne Boulevard here in Tropical Miami. Go see Danny, the GM. He will take care of you there. That's the Nose.
That's
Garcia. Have a great week in fantasy football, unless you're playing me, and I hope you lose. Speak to you next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.